Next application is case number 11-499, the application of Heath Bradley Weaver and John Joseph Mackey. The site is located northwest of Eleanor Lee Lane East, approximately 1,150 feet northeast of Cochrane Boulevard, and being lot 47 in Canal Cochrane Residential Plan Community. With a 911 address of 29 Eleanor Lee Lane, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 334, map 13, parcel 1,344, requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement. In this application, the applicant is requesting a 0.4-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback for an existing dwelling. We did receive one letter in support of the application. The letter was sent by William Snow and Richard Pagnotta, adjacent property owners on lot number 48. We received no letters of opposition and no mail returns.
Thank you, Mr. Knight. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, board members. Chad Meredith here on behalf of the applicants, Mr. Weaver and Mr. Mackey. I'm an attorney with Hudson Jones in Rehoboth, and I also have Mr. Andy Staten here as a local realtor to act as a witness, too. Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Andrew Staten, 13 Cornwall Road in Rehoboth Beach, 19971.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
So, as mentioned, we're just seeking a 0.4-foot front yard setback variance. This property is located in Canal Cochrane on Eleanor Lee Lane. I've got a printout picture here to pass around.
Thank you.
Also with the application, two surveys were submitted. One dated 2002, if I recall correctly, and one which has been more recently performed as previous owners were selling the home. And the newer survey is what brings us here to tonight's application. So when the property was first developed in 2003 is when the C of O was issued. The property was located by Meridian at being exactly 30 feet from Eleanor Lee Lane. And the more recent survey locates the front of the home at 29.6 feet from Eleanor Lee Lane. As I just mentioned, the C of O was issued in 2003 at a time when the applicants did not own the home, and so they didn't create this situation at all. They're, as I may have mentioned, they're actually the second owners from the developer. So Canal Cochrane sold to Mr. Sabo and Mr. Harmon in 2002. They then got a permit and built a home on the lot. And Mr. Sabo and Mr. Harmon just recently sold the property in November of this year. I've visited the property personally, and in driving up Eleanor Lee Lane, this house doesn't stick out as an eyesore. 0.4 feet is obviously pretty hard to see from the naked eye. As you can see on the Google Maps image, this section of Eleanor Lee Lane is pretty well built out. Those homes, from an aerial perspective, look to be pretty similarly situated. Again, the 0.4 feet is going to be pretty hard to notice. And turning to the standards for relief, a request for variance can't be granted unless the applicant can show, one, uniqueness. This property has unique circumstances and conditions, one being that the original location survey place a home at 30 feet, and so this problem was undiscovered for a little over 10 years, and the home has already been constructed. It's already placed and has been there for, as I said, about 10 years with a C of O issued. There's an exceptional practical difficulty and undue hardship due to this condition, as there would be pretty good costs needed to either chop off less than half of a foot and move it back, or to pick up the entire house and move it back, with little to no benefit to these neighboring built-out homes on a pretty unnoticeable placement mistake. The possibility of development: the property is already developed. The variance is necessary and able to in order to allow for the reasonable use of the property. Otherwise, the home would have to be relocated. The difficulty has not been created by the applicant. They purchased the property with the home already built and in place for just over 10 years. The effect on the surroundings will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As I mentioned, these are pretty well built out in this section of Eleanor Lee Lane. They are, to the naked eye, are fairly similarly situated. The variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for development of adjacent property. These lots are developed and built. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. The condition and home already exist and are not going to affect similarly situated neighboring properties or their property owners. And the extent of the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation. This is a 0.4-foot request, which is all that's needed to afford the 30-foot relief. And the variance is necessary to afford relief as the home is existing and has been for more than 10 years. And that's it for me. But as I mentioned, I'm going to ask a few quick questions of Mr. Staten, if you just want to stand up. And Mr. Staten, what is your occupation?
Excuse me, sir. You can come up to the mic, Mr. Chairman.
Sure. Real estate agent.
And how many years have you been engaged in that occupation?
12 years.
And out of those, how many have been in this area, of specifically Rehoboth?
12 years.
Are you familiar with the subject property and the surrounding area?
I am. I was both the listing agent and the buyer's agent.
And so I would guess you're familiar with the real estate market in Rehoboth.
I am.
And were you listening to these statements and facts and circumstances as I just testified to?
Yes.
And would you say that everything I said is true and accurate to the
yes.
best of your knowledge? Lastly, given your knowledge of the real estate market, would the home, if this variance were granted, would it adversely affect values of neighboring homes?
It would not.
Thank you. That's it. Other than any questions?
All right. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start down with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickard?
Doing another excellent job. Quite a while now, we try to get lawyers to address the standards for granting a variance, and it looks like the message is getting out there, and you've done a good job. I have no other questions.
Thank you. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Excuse me. No, I have no further questions. Anybody else? Okay, hearing no further question. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,499. The applicant, as I stated, did an excellent job. The uniqueness of the property, of course, is the fact that a CC certificate of compliance has been issued, and also the fact that the variance is necessary for the reasonable use of the property. He so stated that in his presentation. And the necessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. They were under the impression that the home was okay because they got a certificate of compliance. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and as he so stated, you cannot see that with the naked eye at 0.4 feet. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,499. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,499 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.